Long live the revolution of the Arab peoples against the dictators and kings who, of course, have been supported by the West, the UN, the US alliance and our government for the past 50 years. We welcome, in fact, we are thrilled by the revolt of the Arab peoples against these rotten rulers. We are inspired by their courage and we are inspired by their steadfast determination, no matter what is thrown at them by their regimes, to go out in the streets and protest peacefully, to turn around their countries, to bring about real democratic change and to make their the lives of their peoples better. This is why we're here today, people, to actually stand in solidarity with all of those peoples, whether it's Libya, Bahrain, Yemen, Egypt, Tunisia, the list goes on. This is why this is just the most inspiring movement we have seen since 1968 anywhere in the world, and we welcome it with open arms. And yet we are saddened by the news that came through this morning about the air attack on a convoy of the Libyan rebels, which killed at least 12 people, including apparently a number of medical students, and actually took out an ambulance. Unfortunately, this is exactly the kind of experience we have seen across the globe, where the West supposedly intervenes on a humanitarian basis to save people from something or other, usually their own democratic aspirations. This is why we do not see that the West intervention, whether it's bombing campaigns, supposed no-fly zones, troops on the ground, whatever, if the end point is always the same. Civilians get killed and the task of actually building democracy for themselves is overthrown. This has been the story in Iraq. It has been the devastating story in Afghanistan. It was the dreadful story in the Balkans, which was the last place where humanitarian intervention before this was invoked. And look what a mess that actually came out with. This is why when you look at what is actually happening today, bringing military support supposedly for the rebellion against Gaddafi, that we can only expect this is going to bring massacres and unhappiness behind it. The Libyan revolt was in fact a continuation, and we hoped it would go in the fabulous direction that Tunisia and Egypt had gone, a revolt of young people against an ageing and brutal regime. It is in fact very distressing to realise how little the West really knew about Gaddafi's internal regime. But now we know we have no excuse for seeing the kind of manoeuvres that are going on now to somehow or other restore a more reliable ally from the ranks of Gaddafi's own circles. We stand with the Libyans again in their revolt against Gaddafi. This is the most important starting point when we actually look at what is going on there today. And this is why Stop the War has, from the beginning, welcomed and given our unconditional support to the revolution against Gaddafi. But no one should imagine that the West intervention is anything but on their own terms and their agenda. Now that is why Stop the War has always said our main enemy is at home. Our main problem is our own government. Our main problem is dealing with the American alliance, which has taken Australian troops into everybody else's countries at the expense of their rights, their entitlement to a decent living and their entitlement to freedom and to self-determination. We must start from looking at what Rudd and Gillard have been doing in places like Afghanistan and Iraq and now Libya and say this is not the way forward in promoting democracy and reform in those countries. It is really desperately sad to see that what started as such an inspiring revolt by the young people of Libya seems to have been captured by dissenters from Gaddafi's own circles. This is no doubt why it went in a military direction instead of sticking with the political program which we had seen pursued in Tunisia and neighbouring Egypt. The political program which inspired the working class districts of Tripoli to come out in support of the rebellion in the East. This is the program which we can expect would find allies in Tunisia and Egypt and Algeria to support their revolutionary struggle. Not the guns and the bombings of the UN's resolution. So when we look at the situation there today, we say, well, what can we do here in Australia? The most important thing, as I said, is to give unconditional support for the rebellion against Gaddafi. But the second thing is to say that Rudd was wrong and Gillard is wrong yet again to support the UN intervention. We can see it for what it is. NATO yet again attempting to pursue its own interests in opposition to those of the people. It looks like, in fact, a very cynical manoeuvre on the part of the UN and the US, well, NATO and the US, to prop up a new regime that they can do business with as a quid pro quo for allowing Saudi Arabia to intervene with force in Bahrain. Because if in fact we are going to condemn Gaddafi for attacking his own peoples, where is the West condemnation of the intervention in Bahrain? Where is the West condemnation and attempt to do anything about the situation of all the other peoples of this region who have been oppressed and murdered by the regimes that rule over them? Most of all, where is the West condemnation for the ongoing oppression and destruction of the interests and lives and livelihoods of the people of Palestine under the yoke of the occupation? If you want to actually talk about hypocrisy, then this is what I would suggest you actually start with. If they were so concerned about humanitarian intervention, then surely we could start with condemnation of Israel's policies towards the Palestinians. But I wouldn't hold your breath. So that brings us back to what we do here. The most important thing that we can do, other than making speeches and coming to rallies like this, is to promote the cause of getting our troops out of Afghanistan. It will be the destruction of the US and NATO intervention in Afghanistan which will most weaken NATO's ability to intervene anywhere else. It no doubt accounts for the relative reluctance of the US to be involved in the first place in Libya and to say anything very much about the wave of rebellion that has thundered across the Middle East. We need to keep the pressure on here. Pulling Australia out of that alliance in Afghanistan would be the most important thing that we can do to weaken the US alliance and to weaken its ability to intervene in the rest of the world. So please support the rallies. Take up your pen, write to the Prime Minister Gillard and Rudd and make your voices known about why we condemn these. Pass the story around to people so they are aware of what the forces are that are involved here. And most of all, we must keep up the pressure. Afghanistan, Iraq, now Libya, this is not the way forward for people who want to pursue political change for bettering their own lives. So I say and I ask you to join me. Long live the rebellion in Libya against Gaddafi. Down, down with the US intervention. We must stand with these people now and into the future.